Hello.
Hey, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually conducting a survey. How are you doing today, Mr. Garcia?
Good.
We're from Arizona Opinion Surveys. It's a blessing, sir. We want to ask a few questions, like about issues facing your community and nation. Could you be kind enough to help us? Your individual answers are confidential, okay? Great. Can you tell me quick? I know it's still a far way off, right? But what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50 that will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Is that probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for, like, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
For Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody here. May I please ask your race? You could either choose from white, African American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And I see that your age is 22 years young. Is that correct? Or please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Going to the next question, thinking about your approach to, like, political issues, would you describe yourself as, like, very conservative, maybe somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive,
moderate,
somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Somewhat moderate, right? Okay, thank you very much. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you, like, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, the way you see things?
Dissatisfied,
right? Okay, I'm going to read through a few lists of different issues and concerns, like some people say that they want the president and Congress, like, to most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? So you could choose from 10 that is most important, a 5 that is somewhat important, and 0 that is not important at all. You could choose from numbers from 0 to 10, okay? So lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription, do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You could also choose from 0 to 10.
Five.
Sorry?
A 5.
5. And what about making college more affordable?
Making what?
Making college more affordable?
6.
6, thank you. And improving, like, kindergarten through 12th grade in education?
A 9.
Thank you. And what about banning tobacco products for adults? You could always choose from a 0 to 10.
2.
And how about protecting voting rights and democracy? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? Always from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. That's a 5, right? Okay, great. Now, moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? You could strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
5.
So that's somewhat approved or somewhat disapproved?
Yeah, somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, right. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards, like, some people in organizations using, like, a scale from 0 to 10 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? So you may use numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so as well, okay? So you could choose from Democrats and in Congress. You could choose from 0 to 100 depending on your feelings, sir.
All right.
What would you say from 0 to 100?
Like 50.
How about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? You could always choose from 0 to 100, depending how you feel towards them.
50.
Okay, thank you. And how about the Joe Biden?
50.
Thank you so much. And now I want to read you a list of, like, priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So please use a 10 if it's, like, most important to you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can choose numbers from 0 to 10, okay? So educating the public about food safety, diet, nutrition, do you think that's, like, not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You could choose numbers from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. What about, like, authorizing prescription medication? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
7.
Thank you. What about restricting fatty foods and, like, sugary beverages? Not at all important, somewhat, or most important?
5.
5, right? Okay. And what about authorizing, like, less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
5.
Thank you very much. Your opinion is important. We're actually at 47%. Thank you for your patience. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you, like, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you, like, support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain, like, virtually no nicotine or to adults 21 and over? Do you, like, strongly oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you, like, stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for, like, adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? You could either choose for much more harm, somewhat more harm, somewhat more benefit, or much more benefit.
Somewhat harm.
Somewhat
harm.
More harm or much more harm?
More harm.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think, like, banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for federal government, or are there, like, other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to, like, tobacco use, which do you feel is, like, the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? You could either choose from harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through, like, cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch or less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, like requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Do you
education.
Choose the first or the second?
Education.
Okay, thank you. Great. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were, like, to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? So you could be, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. The first is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Is that, like, not at all concerned, not very concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
somewhat concerned.
Thank you. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you, like, very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. More dangerous, like, products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from, like, overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. We're actually at 60% and almost done here. So I'm just going to read you some statements that people have made about these bans. Please rate each issue as a scale from 0 to 10, where you 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all, okay? So you could choose the numbers from 0 to 10 on these statements. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from, like, lower education and income groups, and population suffering from, like, mental health conditions or other drug addictions. You know, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. So when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm education. Do you not agree at all? Some would agree or strongly agree. You could choose numbers from 0 to 10, depending on what you think.
5.
Thank you. And now we're going to move to the next one, which is America has a history of using unfair policies to increase incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations, of course, because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these parties will give authorities more power to, like, put larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you, like, do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? You could choose numbers from 0 to 10. Thank you. Now, moving to the last one, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. You know, it failed with alcohol, it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies, like, on the smuggling operating by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are, like, linked to terrorism organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Like, banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put them people in jail and get more people killed. Do you not agree at all? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. We're at 70%. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Now, let me ask you once again, is it like, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 considering this? Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to those 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oppose.
Or almost none. Strongly opposed or somewhat?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Do you, like, support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain, like, virtual non-nicotine? To those 21 and over, do you, like, strongly oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? You could choose from much more harm, somewhat more harm, somewhat more benefit, or much more benefit.
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for, like, adults or would it have no impact on your decision on who you vote for? Is this like much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or have no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. In the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? First of all, would be coffee. Yes or no? In the last 30 days. Thank you.
Yeah.
And smokeless tobacco, like such as dip or chew?
No.
What about heat, not burnt tobacco products?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
What about cigars?
No.
And beer?
Beer?
Yeah.
No.
How about soda pop?
Yeah.
Okay, how about wine?
No.
And e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
What about liquor or spirits?
Yeah.
And pipe tobacco?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you so much for your cooperation. We're at 90%, so we're almost done switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? So what's the last year of schooling that you've completed? You could choose from 1 to 11th, high school, graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college, graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate master's?
Some college.
Thank you very much. Are you, like, married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? You could choose from low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or wealthy?
Working class.
Thank you. And are you like, or is any member of your household a member of a union employee association?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Be blessed. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.